Good evening. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Rai Way first 9 months 2018 results analyst conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giancarlo Benucci, Head of Corporate Development and Investor Relations of Rai Way. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to all of you, and thanks for joining our 9 months 2018 results call. I'm here with Aldo Mancino, CEO, and Adalberto Pellegrino, CFO. Let me now hand the call over to Aldo.
Thank you, Giancarlo, and good afternoon to everyone. Today I'm going to keep my opening remarks relatively short with an overview of the performance and an update on the refarming activities. In the first 9 months of the year, our top line growth continued to be driven by CPI and new services for RAI. Then, in line with our expectations, the adjusted EBITDA posted another year-on-year improvement, also supported by continuous cost control, leading to an outstanding 55.5% margin on revenues. And the same did our net result, 7% higher than last year at 47.2 million euros. Moreover, also during the third quarter, we kept an eye on the 700 MHz band refarming process. And here the most relevant updates are, first, the release by the Ministry of Economic Development of the roadmap at the beginning of August. The document is mainly technical and determines the schedule and the technical areas for the gradual release and concurrent assignment of the frequencies. And from a technological point of view, it also introduces the switch off of the MPEG-2 coding standard starting already from January, the 1st of January 2020. Of course, this does not imply any changes to what has been already ruled by the PNAF, the so-called PNAF, namely the switch to DVB-T2 transmission standard starting from July 2022. Second, at the beginning of October, the auction for 5G frequencies in the 700 MHz and the 3.6, 3.8 GHz and 26.5, 27.5 MHz bands has been, as you know, completed, reaching the remarkable amount of 6.6 billion euros. At the same time, at the end of September, the Ministry of Economic Development launched the so-called TV 4.0 working group involving all broadcasters and trade associations. The aim of the initiative is also to harmonize and coordinate the refarming activities, also in order to overcome the criticalities flagged by the EGCOM in the PNAF 2018, and such as the first, the allocation of the frequencies between national and local broadcasters, and then the feasibility of the conversion of the current right of use of frequencies into right of use of transmitting capacity. The outcome of the working group will be crucial, since it will help clearing out most of the uncertainties around the final shape of the networks, allowing us to better elaborate on the impact of Rai Way, not only in terms of number of multiplexes, but also, and let me say equally importantly, of their configuration and coverage, with the consequent investment to extend and upgrade our network. Addressing this issue, information is still not enough to provide you with precise estimates. What we can do thus is to reaffirm our confidence thanks to the mitigating factors represented by our business model, namely ownership of active equipment and related services. In terms of timing, we deem reasonable to reach good visibility within the first quarter 2019 with the new budget law incorporating the suggestions of the TV 4.0 working group, eventually followed by an update of all the relevant documents like the PNAF, the roadmap, etc. So all in all, the progress made in the first half of the results and the results achieved so far give us confidence on reaffirming our guidelines for the full year 2018 as presented in March. And now let's look in more detail at our performance in the 9 months on slide number 5. And we starting from with the core revenues. Core revenues stood at 163.3 million euros, almost 1% higher than the same period of last year, and mainly driven by growing contribution from RAI, supported by CPI and new services, and more than offsetting lower revenues from third parties, still affected by the well-known headwinds in the MNO segment. Then the adjusted EBITDA confirmed once again its growing trend with a year-on-year increase of 1.8% on the back of the higher top line efficiencies on both personnel and other OPEX. And that's despite the lower level of other revenues. About profitability, profitability reached the outstanding 55.5% level, so 60 basis points higher than the last year. Moreover, the improvement at the operating level led to a 47.2 million euros net profit, equal to 7% higher than last year. And now on the financial side, The CAPEX reached 12.3 million euros with an increase compared to the 9 months 2017, in particular on the maintenance component, as already guided. Then on September 30, we recorded our balance sheet and net debt of 11.9 million euros, mainly reflecting the payment of the dividends for an amount of 55 euros. In conclusion, cash conversion remains very strong at 90.4%. And with this, I'll hand over to Adalberto for the running through the main drivers of our results. And Adalberto.
Thank you, Aldo. Good afternoon to everyone. Good morning to those connected from the States. So the third quarter 2018 was another quarter of solid execution, and the 9 months results confirmed the positive trends we've been consistently showing with all the key metrics in line with our expectation as we approach the last quarter of the year. Starting from the top line, core revenues, slide 6, were up 0.7% at 163.3 million euros as a result of the 2% growth of the RAI component, more than offsetting the 5.6% reduction of the third party's revenues, more or less the same trends we saw in the last call. More in detail, on the RAI side, The fixed consideration grew 0.8% in line with the figures of the Italian CPI recorded at the end of last year, and the new services confirm material year-on-year growth, also supported by the first contribution from contracts related to the refarming of the 3.6 and 3.8 GHz band, and mainly by the una tantum benefit we already disclosed at the first half stage. On the third party side, while the non-MNO segment posted another very good quarter with a mid-single digit growth in the 9 months, even excluding the non-organic contribution from Norba, the well-known volume optimization by MNOs is still materially weighing on the overall third parties business, bringing the revenues down 5.6% at 24.8 million euro. Moving now to cost, slide number 7. Total OPEX in the 9 months were 72.7 million euro, 1.6% lower than the approximately 74 million of last year. In particular, despite the third quarter negatively impacted by stabilization of account and different accruals of certain items throughout the quarter, personal cost declined 2.1% in the first 9 months vis-à-vis last year figures, mainly driven by the reduction of that count and of variable component of wages. Then, other operating costs stood at 39.8 million euro, half a million lower than 2017 figures, or 1.1% less, with the ongoing efficiencies on rents, intercompany expenses, and other initiatives that more than offset the higher energy cost. If we now turn to page 8 and look at the profit and loss, you see how the higher revenues and the efficiencies I've just mentioned led to an adjusted EBITDA at 90.6 million euro, 1.8% higher than last year figures. And that's even if the other revenues and income line was much lower than last year, 0.1 million euro this year compared to 0.8 in the 9 months 2017, most of them accrued in the third quarter for one-off items. Without this impact, the growth would have been close to 3%. Then, with one-off expenses that remain pretty stable, also the EBITDA grew 1.9%, reaching 90.2 million euro. Here, we have been able to grow despite a third quarter that was negatively impacted by some specific items, namely the already mentioned other income one-off impact, and in relation to 2017 figures, and the higher personal cost due to the gain mentioned different accrual of certain items throughout the quarter, as well as the quarterly one-off expenses that 3Q 2017 vis-a-vis third quarter 18 have opposite sign. Going down to the bottom line, the lower D&A, financial expenses and tax rate led to a net income at the end of the 9 months at 47.2 million euro, up about 7% from 44 million in 2017. Here, please, let me remind you that the tax rate is still benefiting from the positive one-off impact of the fair taxes recorded and already commented in the first half. For the full year, we expect the tax rate to be similar to the 9 months, with the second half more in line with the run rate level of our tax rate. Moving now to the financials, on slide 9, at the end of September, the net debt was about 12 million euro, higher than the almost 4 million euro we had at the end of 2017, in line with the usual seasonality, and especially because of the dividend payment. And more in detail, it is worth to mention, on top of the EBITDA contribution, first CapEx that reached 12.3 million euro, as already commented by Aldo, with expected increase in the maintenance component, but also with a greater underlying development spending, which benefit from the first activity related to the refarming process. Then, working capital in the third quarter worsened quite materially due to the tax payment occurred at the beginning of July and some temporary build-up of trade receivable. In terms of cash generation, before the impact of development capex and dividends, it stood at around 52 million euro. Slide 10, balance sheet. You see our net invested capital at about 180 million euros and the equity book value at 168 million after considering the net debt. Then, following up what we told you back in July, we completed the advance reimbursement of the remaining portion of our credit line, the term line, paying back the remaining 45 million euros. Therefore, the funding needs of the company have been fully supported by our revolving credit facility. Now, I will I leave the floor back to Aldo for his final comments on the full year guidance. Thank you.
Thank you, Alberto. As you have heard, we have entered the fourth quarter with a very good set of 9 month numbers. So we are confident in reaffirming our full year guidance for both for the adjusted EBITDA to keep growing organically and maintain CapEx in the range of 9% of core revenues. However, going forward, the average level of 8.5% of revenues is confirmed. And with that, we will now welcome your questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question comes from Fabio Pavan with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Just a very quick one. It's actually on Persidera. I was wondering if there is any update you can share with us. And the second part of the question, it's something that market was wondering today. The changes, in your view, the changes at top management level for what concerns Telecom Italia may in some way have an impact on the disposal process of Persidera. Thank you very much.
Hi, Fabio. As you know, back in September, we submitted an offer for the network infrastructure of Persidera. As you are aware of, this offer collected positive feedback from GEDI, but team decided to go ahead, starting exclusive negotiation with a competing bidder. The different stances may still lead to alternative solutions, also in light of possible rights of agreements between shareholders on the asset. And the structure proposed by Rai Way may also fit with some of those alternatives. But it's not up to us. It's a decision of Persidera shareholders only. So for the time being, we prefer not to speculate on this. And from our side, we continue to see our offer as, let me say, full reflecting the value of the assets and providing to Persidera. and its customer, say the most reliable partner to manage the network.
The next question comes from Albert Pranger with Kempen. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I have one question for clarification. You indicate in your guidance that you expect 2018 maintenance CapEx to be in the range of 9% of core revenues. Year to date, you are at roughly 12 million. I'm wondering how much CapEx should we expect to be spent in the fourth quarter, and on what kind of elements are you expecting to spend that CapEx? Thank you.
Hi, Albert. In terms of CapEx figures, typically we see a seasonality where CapEx are mainly accrued in the last quarter of each year. So confirming the guidance of 9%, we expect to have in the last quarter the amount of capex that will be enough to reach this target. In terms of elements of the capex, our maintenance capex in the first 9 months of the year were mainly focused on the active component of our business, and these justify also the increase that we are seeing vis-a-vis the figures we had last year. And in particular, we are working on changing and updating some transmissions equipment in relation to the services related to the radio for our most important customer, the Rai. As you may recall, the full service contract we have in place with Rai cover both the TV and also the radio broadcasting services. So the capex we had in the first 9 months of the year were mainly in relation to a project related to the radio business, but then we had ongoing several projects on all the residual infrastructure, both in terms of active and the passive component, but the main one is the one that I mentioned.
Great. Thank you, gents.
The next question comes from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Two questions. The first is related to the new services to Rai that you were partially also mentioning. So I don't see any more the slide in which you were providing really an update service by service, I would say. What does it mean? Are you, say, less confident to be in the position to sign the agreement? Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Please go ahead.
Okay. Sign the agreement with Rai, so there are some delays. Could you give us an update compared to the plan that you presented a few years ago? The second question is a more general consideration on the tower business. So we have seen EI Tower going private. We have seen Vodafone today considering transaction of towers. Wind 3 considering the same. Don't you think it's time to consider some more active consolidation agenda?
So let me start with your first question. Typically, we give some more highlights on the main project in the first half and the year-end results call. To the extent then that there are some new projects that we sign, of course, we give immediate disclosure during the call. So the also in relation to the comparison to the original plan that you mentioned, if I understood well, In our plan, we had 47 million euro of capex in relation to new project with RAI, and as of today, considering all the projects we have signed with RAI and considering also projects that are already in place in terms of new services already provided to RAI, we covers approximately, let me say, between 70 and 80 million euro of capex. So we will oversee the amount of capex that we originally planned in our business plan. Let me also say that the most important project, that is the extension, happened with some delay vis-à-vis, as you already have the opportunity to comment in the previous call, it happens with some delay vis-à-vis our initial expectation, but the overall absolute impact will be quite higher vis-à-vis the original assumption. So as soon the situation in terms of project is the one that I described, then of course as soon as we will have more visibility on the refarming process, we will be happy to give more disclosure on the additional project that we will have on top of the project that we described till today.
Well, Domenico, on your second question on consolidation, let me say that consolidation is always on our agenda, as shown also by the activity, the ongoing activity on Persidera. The opportunities you just mentioned, let me say that are still potential, at least the one related to Wind and Vodafone, while the second one is more a change in a shareholder structure of EI Towers rather than a consolidation of assets. But having said that, we definitely confirm our focus.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, and talk to you soon.